to being, who consider the subject
subject themselves.
Right, as the object.
Subjective illusion appears to be objective illusion, objective to be ignorant, that is, to consider themselves is subjective.
To be the subject, consider themselves to be the subject.
Himself to be subject. We are subject.
Uh-huh.
That is ignorance.
Yes.
And to them, the subjective illusion appears to be object.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is fundamental, that is that.
Yes.
Maharaj, have you heard the preface, the Lord's Loving Search? Goswami Maharaj has written one preface summarizing all the books previously printed. Have you heard that?
Yeah.
Very nice. Govinda Maharaj likes it very much. Oh, one page.
There are many things that you say, many statements that you make, they are like sutras.
Right?
Like a sutra.
Sutra.
Yeah, sutra. Sutra.
Aphorism. You say, reality is for itself and by itself. That is a sutra.
That is Hegel.
Yes.
Quotation from Hegel.
Like that.
Yes, but we've looked at Hegel. That is, you have extracted that from Hegel. Because we've seen Hegel.
Die to live.
Die to live.
I have taken from these two things from Hegel. Die to live.
I think you have forcibly taken
all
them.
It's
not written like that in the book. Die to live.
No,
it's not. That's the
word.
In the colleges, in the art library, when I delivered lectures, I quoted all these things and explained.
Yeah.
And they are impressed much. What is the meaning of die to live? And what is the meaning of reality for itself?
Mm-hmm.
We are for Him. Everything for Him. Universal flow is going on. And that is perfect. And we have our partial interest view, sees all defects there. But from an universal standpoint, the flow, that is all right, that is Leela, that is perfect. No room of any complaint anywhere. So, I also give example nowadays that if every atom of our body was for the reason. So then it is empty. Otherwise, if it was for itself or a particular group or stops work, a paralysis or a disease.
Mm-hmm.
And then every atom was for the whole, then it is empty also. So every atom must work for the center. And the center will distribute in a proper way, jasa. When you hold water into the root, whole tree will be properly fed. Put stomach into the put food into the stomach, whole tree will be properly fed. Otherwise you will put food into the eye, to the nose, that is the disturbance. To the center. And the center will distribute. Then it will be perfect. And the stop of work and the work in its own wheel or any part causing disturbance. So enjoyment or exploitation and renunciation both disturb me. Renunciation is also no justification. That is like a strike in the industry.
Mm.
no right, if there is any strike or any bribing, the work of them is diseased in the country. So, Sadhujya Mukti, Samadhi, Buddha, Shankar, they want to retire wholly, stop their activity, and in a sound sleep mood, they retire Samadhi. That is also that. Mukti, Mukti, Shkulajabhati, Kushati, Viti, Vastati. Both of this, the work for path and the stop work, both is Kushati, means the ghost, anti-God. And the godly work for the centaur. And the centaur is the spirit of the whole tree will be fed, whole body will be fed, and food is the stomach. So do for Krishna, and he will destroy. The worship of Achyuta is like that. If you send there, it will be well distributed. You cannot give this attempt. You must, everyone must be faithful to the center. And the center knows how to distribute where. And that is the habit. That is leader. That is reality for itself. I am the enjoyer of all the sacrifices, five varieties. So everything must be meant for me, and I shall adjust. Then there can be harmony only. As you go to this side, that side, anything, all will extend their selfishness and causing disturbance to the harmony of the whole. You follow?
Yes.
This is Vaishnavism. And when that is affectionate, the cooperation is affectionate, love, with love, and that is Vrindavan Krishna. Heart transaction. Transaction of the heart, neither brain nor this arm, force. Love transaction, heart transaction, real inner transaction, whole satisfying transaction is heart transaction. Heart is the whole supreme position, neither brain. No, of course, power. The power seeking or complete retirement, both are empty harmony. Stopping work or just work for partial interest, both bad. Bhakti mukti spriha jabat pishati vivivartha. Tabat bhakti shuham bhoti pasam omkhudari. So renunciation and enjoyment both are an anti-harmony. Harmony means anandam, rasam, beauty. Beauty, harmony, anandam, that is one and the same thing. Samanjasa Pravijahajya Kankri. Samanjasa is the name of the law, Supreme Law. All harmonizing principle. And that is possible only through affection and love for beauty. And that is Vrindavan. So Vrindavan Ras, the ecstasy looking for finding Vrindavan, that is controlling, that can control the whole. And there's no other conception of the supreme entity of Godhead. So the Vrindavan conception. And when that takes the shape of self-distribution as Mahaprabhu, that seems to be more high. And it seems to be higher. And the absolute searching for the lost at the highest. Reading Tirodhama Stotra.
Yes.
That is the conception of the Absolute.
Amasiddha. Amasiddha.
Atmasiddha. Sabo-yudha. Prisma sukha dukkhana. Sukha means expression. Or having your anga, rasana. Sukha. 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 Full harmony or full happiness. What will be its symptom? What is Atta-Siddha and Sata-Siddha? Self-evident, self-existent, full ecstasy. What will be this metta?
Kirtananda, Atma, Nitya Lila. Kirtan.
Sattva-siddha.
Sattva-siddha.
Sattva-siddha means dynamic character. Sattva-siddha, purna, sokha, lokhanam. Kamibhava, nanda, nitya. He fills himself with full joy and his dancing. Mastasya nitya vat. As a madman dancing. No object of dancing, madness, mattasya nitya vat. He himself is dancing. What is that? He is dancing with the symptom of his own full ecstatic character, nitya. And the kirtan is distributing himself.
Yes.
And that is found in Mahaprabhu.
Yes.
So that is the fullest conception of the Absolute.
Maharaj, that is written in the preface here. Goswami Maharaj's preface, that is written here. His divine grace has informed us that the heart's inner hankering for ecstasy, charm and sweetness leads it in the search for Sri Krishna, reality the beautiful. The Krishna conception of divinity is so irresistible that even Krishna himself becomes overwhelmed by his own potency and is madly engaging in tasting his own sweetness, ecstatically dancing and thereby distributing that sweetness to others.
Distributing. Dancing, putting himself and the kirtan in the flowers through song.
We would not know, we could not know this if you did not explain these things to the world. It would not be known in that way. You show systematically the conception of Mahaprabhu as the highest reality. Otherwise there's some general idea, but you're showing systematically,
ontological aspect
of irrefutably.
When I wrote about Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in ontological basis, he would be a child so. When he was reading that, and when he found the ontological basis, খলু ধাম দাম নিকমে ব্রহ্মেতি সংজ্ঞায়তে যস্যাংশস্য করৈব কৃষ্ণ নিকরে যোগেশ্বরে নিগতে বৈকুণ্ঠী পরমুক্ত ভৃঙ্গচরণ নারায়ণ যস্যয়ং তস্যাংশী ভগবান স্বয়ং রসবপু কৃষ্ণ ভগবান তৎপর দ you know, what you were talking about, why you are so great. Now you have given such thing. What is that thing? The Gyanis, they appreciate only the halo of the thing, of the Vaikuntha. And the Yogis, a part of the part, the Sati, the ostensible, permeating aspect, only aspect. But the Narayan, the controller of everything, that is worshipped by the great salvationist. And even above that, Swayam Bhagavan Krishna, the Lord of love, and you are of that. So you are so great. When Prabhupada came to read this passage, oh, very happy style, he told, just in front of me, he told, happy style. That is ontological basis. To explain the love, the affection, in ontological basis, it is written here. So when he came to read this passage, on my throat, a very happy star. And you go something else to give me like that.
Yeah.
So, I live Sri Guru Ramayatam.
Swarupa Viditam.
Sri Guru Ramayatam, that is sanctioned by Gauranga. Swarupa Viditam, really, the very part understood only by Swarupa Goswami. Rupa Guruji Nadikam, Sanatan Goswami, could appreciate that thing. And as Sri Guru, he distributed the whole thing. Raghunandan is Ashad, and Raghunandan and his party, he appreciated fully and also added something. Jivadevi Rahirakhitam, and Sri Jeev Baladev, etc. They have given full protection. Protection that is ontological explanation. Justification of the highest position by ontological process. Justification that affection is the highest. So when justification in ontological aspect is there, that is very appreciated and useful for the public.
Yes.
For preaching.
Yes. Bhakti Rakhak.
Hare Krishna. And for this poetry, Prabhupada only he saw and he told to Sauti Maharaj, this is not his writing, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written it himself. And to Goswami Maharaj, Prabhupada told that, yes, I'm satisfied that my what I came to give, that is, he has, that is left here now. No. So, what you say, what you are going to appreciate in me, that is really come from my Guruji. That is his. I am not the only. That is his property. So, G.C.G. was Tejastati. I have compared my Gurudev with Sri Jiva. That is his attitude. Give you explanation to the words, how he works of the Gurudev. to do Bhajan Sanatana. The Goswami established here in the educated, illuminated section, enlightened section, the Goswami explained that the Guru Sanatana and the Rupat, they get to the world that is of so high position. They came and the Sanatana Rup, they get their sign, then we have get defeated before. Give Goswami a stone, come to me, I can discuss with you, discuss it, and they take you out. Defeated, now you try to understand why my Guru, Rupa Sanatana, gave you that sign. He did not want to waste that time by talking foolish things with you.
And Rupa Goswami asked him to leave the ashram, no? Ask him to leave the ashram on top of that.
She had got so egoistic, so he must leave my ashram. He had to leave. Then Sanatana went wandering through the Bhajamandap, heard about Rupa Goswami in Kirghat. The one beautiful boy is here. And he is fasting and passing his time very in a sad mentality. Sanatana saw him when Rupa, what have you had from Sri Chaitanya Dev? What is the real advice you understand from him? That Jive Daya Name Ruchi Vaishnava Seva. That's to be kind towards the ordinary people and to serve the Vaishnava and to take the name. But the jiva is suffering there. If you have no pity for him, he understood the purpose of Sanatana and then sent him person to bring Jiva. And also once that Vallabhachari, he saw, asked Rupa Goswami, I hear that you are reaching many things, writing, about devotion, I want to see. He said, this time that, but this is grammatically, this word is wrong. By order, you have to do, he corrected that. Then Jiva Goswami knew everything. And when Bhadra Bhatta is going to take bath in Jamuna, Jiva Goswami with a pot in his hand, going as if to fetch some water, he followed on the way. And on the way, he told Bhatta, what do you correct? I think you have corrected something from mistake. Yes, there was a mistake, a theoretical mistake, and I asked him to correct one. How it was faulty. It is this exactly what we it is correct, it is not perfect, not wrong. Is it? Is this in this way? Yes, I forgot. Then I committed mistake. It was. Then when you came back, I have asked you to correct some passage, but it was all right. I did wrong. And who is that boy? Beautiful. That boy is, who is he? He is my disciple, like Spinsman. Detected me, my mistake, and that it was all that. That was also important. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. As if they depended on Krishna's will, and it came through Jiva Goswami. They knew this, that it will come from somewhere. Yeah? That we are so and so, the Krishna will prove.
That's it. No fear.
When Bhagavad told it is erroneous, he corrected. But Krishna from some hazard came and put the thing proper. Mm. They had faith in such thing. The Vaishnava of so grand, the heart is about knowledge. Faith is about knowledge. Their faith was sought by knowledge. They followed that process, Amanina Manadeva. But the mistake was not allowed by Krishna. Somehow or other, knowledge came to serve the faith and affection. The heart connection, he has kept the central thing. Heart transaction is the central thing in us. That is Mahaprabhu and Vrindavan thought is that Gyanasunna Bhakti. Gyanasunna Bhakti, yes, it is here. As Gyanmistra, Kapamistra, Bhadja, superficial. And when enemies gain that I can know, we can know, and we can do both eliminated. It is automatic. When Brahmachari, he met Krishna and told, "You Krishna, I shall curse you." Why Brahmin? Why? Because you are at the root of all these disasters in Kurukshetra war. So many widows and orphans, they are crying, and you are at the root of all this misery. Krishna told, "You Brahmin boy, you with much difficulty and labor has collected some power. You will apply that to me, your energy will be spent up, but it won't affect me. I am Nirgun. Because I am in Nirgun, I am in the necessary flow. And no other alternative, the absolute flow. I am working in harmony with the absolute flow of the world. I am there. Nothing can touch me. So the general flow, harmonious flow, that is Lila, that is for himself. That cannot be checked or opposed by any other flow springing from so many small. All is that is the flow. You can understand that flow. They are only faithful to them. They have no share for any other flow around them. We shall try to bless ourselves in that flow of life, that universal flow, Lila. So Jnana Sunna Bhakti. The Togi, the Dhani, they have got their special object of life.
But Maharaj,
the bhakti prapa is not only special thing, but what is already there in the original wisdom. Ahituki apatiyata, causeless and which can never be opposed.
Irresistible.
This is bhakti. Shatravai punishan paru dharma. Everyone's highest duty is this. Ratu bhakti radhukshadi, to be faithful to the transcendental flow. Ahituki and apatirata, causeless and that cannot be hampered or opposed in any way. Is resistible and and ahituki, no cause, automatic. Automatic and irresistible flow at the center. We must try to harmonize ourselves with that. That is bhakti.
He is such a great scholar, and he says Jnana Shunya Bhakti. He knows so many things, so many scriptures, but he says he's preaching Jnana Shunya Bhakti.
He doesn't allow that man to cover worship.
Also,
yes,
Nimai Pandit was a great Pandit.
Gan is subservient.
Panavritam.
When people in general, they are appreciators of power. When a powerful man, he bends his head to a Gani, to a Rishi.
Yes.
When a king is but I'm going his head to an ordinary rishi in the jungle, then rishi's greatness is established.
Yes.
And when that gan and the power, both Kapma gan, they submit at the feet of the love, then love is already a great thing, but for the people, it helps them to know. For them, when subservient, power when subservient to devotion, then that is doing some service to the Afghan, to the people. It is for them. Ha
establish the greatness of the devotion. Subsanctia. Bhaktim kamirukha karma yuvyagyan.
I have done all these things.
asked about me, about God, about His love, and how much God asks him. The last piece of Jim Watts, I shall say to you, I am interested. If you have found about God, if you have explored it, at least I want you to see the world. So that's I said, I am everything. And if one man who owns that thing,
then it's finished. Well, then it's finished.
What is that?
That's a proposed alternative of devotion that must be dealt fully, given justice, and then the defects will be taken out and then cancelled. Otherwise, whimsical dismissal, that got no help.
That we're seeing in time.
Karma is nothing, Gyan is nothing, right. Yogi is nothing. Right. Only such statement has got no value.
Right.
They must have proper dealing, justice.
Yeah.
This is their real position. They are better than this, that, and that. And then this defect. So it must be dealt. In this way, every aspect must be fairly dealt. Just in report, the opposition party. He's also hearing and discussion that is allowed. And then by supreme decision, oh, there is this defect, so it is called. And this is
Stand. Other things, but didn't really dismiss them. And now, after so many years, again, they're going back to them.
Why?
I was... You said...
Maharaj, the devotees, in the beginning, they dismissed all these things, karma, gyan, but now they're realizing and going back.
They did not dismiss them fully.
Properly.
In a real way, but in a superficial way. They so easily rejected everything. And now many years later,
they're going back. To
karma,
gyan. Karma, karma, gyan. I mean, some have left the seva, the service. And some are searching other paths.
Then karma jadi. He's talking about the Kalashar and the Bhagavan Dasar.
Yes. You hit the nail on the head.
What's going on with this? The things that we accepted. Not proper hearing.
Not deep. Not diving deep into reality. The surface.
This is correct.
I mean, I'm probably putting the nails in my own closet. Do they admit that we are unfit, but devotion is higher? Do they admit or no, this is all nonsense?
Do they admit that devotion is higher? Yeah. We're, you know, substandard.